Daniel chapter 3. Let's just begin reading in verse number 1 of Daniel 3. That's another one of those books that'll kind of hide from you. If you go to the New Testament and back up just a little bit, you'll run into it. Daniel chapter number 3 and verse number 1. The Bible says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Who did he send for? Sounds like pretty much everybody. Verse 3, then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and the psaltery and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. I'll just skip down with me to verse 12 for the sake of time. Says that there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music, that you fall down and worship the image which I've made." In other words, he's saying, "I'm going to give you one more time, one more chance to do what I told you to do." He said, "But if you worship not," in the middle of verse 15, "ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" I'm going to stop reading there for the sake of time. I want to preach for just a few minutes here this afternoon on "My Name Is." Now, for the last several weeks, we've looked at that thought, and we've gone from Gomer to Jonah to Hannah. Last week, we looked at a man by the name of Naboth, and then that morning, who'd we look at? Enoch. Thank you. I really did forget. In the Old Testament, we find throughout God's Word that He has set it up so that you and I can be edified through the reading of His Word. All Scripture was given by inspiration of God, and it's for our learning and for our edification. And every time we go to the Old Testament, if we want to look at the hero, that is always God, and the one that's needing help is always you and I. And we will find in this scripture that the hero is God Himself. He is about to step in to the situation of three men, do something
that without him they would have been in a tremendous mess. But I want to look for just a few minutes at my name is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because in fact, if you look at one of these men, you have to look at all three of these men. 14 times do we find their names just in this book of Daniel. In chapter 1, verse 7, in chapter 2, verse 49, in chapter 3, verses 12, 13, 14, 16, 19, 20, 22, 23, 26, 28, 29, and 30. 14 times do we find these men's name. And every time you find that it does not say Shadrach without saying Meshach. It does not say Shadrach and Meshach without saying Abednego. And so as we look at the thought of my name is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I want to look first of all at their fellowship. Because you cannot find Shadrach without Meshach and Abednego. You cannot find Meshach without Shadrach and Abednego. You cannot find Abednego without Shadrach and Meshach. And I say that to say, first of all, I am glad that God, in likening us unto these men, I love the picture that we see here. I'm glad that God has saved me as an individual. I'm glad He's done some things for me as an individual. But I am thankful that He has not left me to walk through this thing alone. Not only does God walk with us, but He has given us the fellowship of one another to walk through this world. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. I'm glad for their fellowship. You see that everywhere one of them is mentioned, the other one is mentioned. And if you are truly a child of God here this afternoon, there is nowhere that you can go that you are not associated with this place and the fellowship that surrounds you in this place. You may be a young boy or a young girl, but everywhere you go, whether you know it and whether you like it or not, if you're saved, you do like it. Everywhere you go, they don't only see Brother Tony, but they see Brother Tony, Brother Tim Hodge, Trinity Baptist Church, and you name your name in there because there is the fellowship that God has made of us as one another. And I'm glad, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God has made it that way. If you're one of God's children, you love the fact that He has given you the fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ to walk this way with. I thank God for the fellowship of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just a few things I want you to notice about this first point, about their fellowship. They had the same conviction. Yeah, they did. Look at what the Bible says. He tells them in verse 15, I'm going to give you one more time to bow to the false god of this world, this image that I put before you. I'm going to play the music one more time. I'm going to blow the trumpet one more time, blow the flute one more time. I'm going to let the music go one more time. Maybe you just didn't understand what I told you to do. Give you one more time to bow down to the things of this world. But they had the same conviction. Look in verse number 16. It says, again, it names one of them, names all three of them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we, as a collective body, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Guess what? They had the same exact answer to the king. Shadrach didn't have to say, let me go talk to these boys and see what we want to do here. No, they had the exact same conviction about what to do in this matter. Look at it in verse number 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. You know what they told him? In everyday Burke County language, we are not, it's not that we misunderstood when the trumpet played. It's not that we didn't hear the music or didn't understand your instructions. We are not going to bow down. As a fellowship, as a local assembly, as you and I walking this way together, there ought to be that we have the exact same convictions about what we're going to do in this world. Because there is a world out there that is trying to get you to bow down. What is it trying to get you to bow down to? Anything that would take you away in the other direction from God, get you to sell out the church, get you to sell out God, get you to just give up the Lord in every facet of your life, that's exactly what He wants you to do. And it may be that there's even some young people or middle-aged people that are in this place today. You have already done that. You've heard the music of this world play and you have bowed down. I'm glad it's not too late to get up and say, I ain't a-doing that no more. Because as the people of God, we ought to have the same convictions. It's a trick of Satan to say that what's wrong for you may not be wrong for me. Preacher Wade, I heard him say one time that he was in one of his seminary classes at Fruitland, and one of the instructors got up and said, is what a sin for me a sin for you? And Preacher Wade said, I just reverently raised my hand, and he said, Brother Huntley, you have a comment on that? And Preacher Wade said, if we've got the same Father, it is. Now you think about that with me for just a minute. It is a trick of Satan for you to think that, well, I can get by with this. He may think that's wrong. But you know what the guideline is for your life and for my life? It's all the same. Yes, and if we are in fellowship under the captain of God Himself, your conviction and my conviction, it is all the same. In their fellowship, they had the same conviction. They had the same captain. Because in verse number 17, it said, if so be, Shadrach didn't say, my God. Meshach didn't say, well, my God told me something else. And Abednego said, my God told me something else. They said, our God. We've got the same captain. We line up under the same authority of the King of the ages. And thank God in our fellowship this morning, we ought to have the same convictions because we've got the same captain. But I love what we find lastly in their fellowship. Not only did they have the same convictions because they had the same captain, but they came to the same conclusion. Look in verse 17. If so be that our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Here's the conclusion in verse 18. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. John Gill said about this verse 18, he said that in their words, they were simply saying, God is able to deliver us. But if not, if He decides not to deliver us, we would rather die than to sin. Now let that soak in just for a second. I wonder how many of us in this place would rather die than to sin. It's where these men were. They saw the furnace had already been chalked up with wood. They saw that the flame was already burning. They had been told within that same hour they were going to be put in that fire. They said, our God is able, but if not, if He decides not to deliver us in the middle of this, we would rather die than to bow down to the things of this world. I wonder how many young people, how many middle-aged people, how many older people would rather die than to sin. My name is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I'm so thankful this morning for the fellowship that is found down at the church house. I've already been here long enough to know we've got the same convictions. You know why? Because we've got the same captain. And I pray that we would come to the same conclusion as God's people, that come hell, come the flames of this world, we're going to march down this way for God. if we die, so be it, but we're going to die living for God and shunning the things of this world. Getting away, I told you about that, the dear deacon that I grew up knowing at Holly Springs passed away when I was 16 years old. I'll never forget when the church had burned, we were meeting in the schoolhouse. I remember him getting up one Sunday and saying, I'm getting out of the sinning business. Wonder how many people really in this day and hour that we're living in would say, I'm out of the sinning business, don't care what it costs me, I would rather die than to sin. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had fellowship. If there is not fellowship between you and the church, it is most likely not the church that has the problem. Fellowship. They had fellowship. The same convictions, the same captain, the same conclusions. Now, secondly, I want us to notice their fire. In most religious circles and in most motivational religious circles, those that get up and give motivational speeches about living religious, they want you to think if you live for God, everything's just rosy. It's a walk in the park if you just surrender your life for God. Well, man, they had the same convictions, the same captain, the same conclusion. We would rather die than to go and sin against God. And so what happens in the next breath, look in verse 19, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury because hell and the devil hates anybody who would rather sin or rather die than sin. He was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, which is their breeches, if you will, and their hats and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They had fellowship one with another. They had the same convictions, the same captain, the same conclusion. They were walking this way for God, and all of a sudden they got put into a fire. Most of the time, that's not the outcome that we expect when we're walking this way for God. But they were put into the fire. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 2, it talks about the refiner's fire. Once in a while, you can be living for God, walking for God, doing everything you can to live a holy life, not sinning against God. And once in a while, you'll be put in the fire anyway. They were in a fire. Any of you ever really been through a fire? I'm just talking about a place in your life that just seemed like everything around you, it just seemed like it was heating up. Seemed like things around you that the Lord was allowing things that you just never thought would be possible in your life experience. When the Lord allows us to go through those experiences, Malachi 3:2 talks about it being a refiner's fire. It's not like a forest fire where he just comes and burns up everything and you're left with absolutely nothing. No, he burns out the dross in your life and it is left with just the silver and gold and precious metals in your life. When it seems like the heat around you is getting hotter, the Lord is refining, doing some things in your life. Because notice with me, that not only did they have fellowship, not only did they have a fire, but notice they had a fourth man. I love what's about to unfold in these next verses. Thank God for Shadrach. Thank God for Meshach. Thank God for Abednego. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the fellowship of every one of you. But you know what that you have found out and what I have found out in my life? There are some times in the midnight hour that you cannot be where I'm at. There's some times in your midnight hour that I can't be there. Other church folks can't be there, but I'm glad this morning that there is a fourth man. I'm glad for the fellowship, and I'm glad in the fire that once in a while God himself will step in, and when he gets to your fire, you can guarantee everything is going to be all right. Because look what it says in these next verses. Verse number 24 says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king.'" Absolutely, that's exactly what we threw in. Then the Bible says in verse 25, "He answered and said, 'Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.'" Now think with me what's going on here. I would dare say these men didn't even know what God looked like. The Son of God had not even been made flesh in this world yet. How did they know that's who it was? I will guarantee you this much this morning. If you walk through the fire and God himself is walking with you in the fire, there will be people that have never even seen God, don't even know who God is, and they will look on your life and say, "My goodness, I want you to look at her in the midst of that fire. There's somebody in there with her. I want you to look at him in the midst of his fire. There is somebody in there with him." I'm glad, thank God, for the fourth man in the fire. Have you ever been in a place where you didn't know how it was all going to turn out, but all of a sudden you knew that God himself was in your midst? And because of that, everything was going to be made all right. I read a quote from Spurgeon here just a couple of weeks ago. He said, "I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages." Now think about what he's saying there. He's saying the waves may get to rocking. The fire may get to billowing where you're at, but if it's something that throws you against the rock of ages, Spurgeon said, "I've learned to reach out and kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages." I don't know. I'm honest. I don't know if I've got to that point in my life yet. But I do thank God for the fellowship, for the fire, and for the fourth man who comes walking right in our midst. There's been some places in my life that honestly, if it was left up to my ability, that it would have just consumed me. But I'm glad right in the middle of that, you look around you, you look above you, you look below you, and there's the fourth man. Aren't you glad tonight that Christ Jesus steps into your fire? I wonder, this morning, are you in the fellowship? Because the reality is that there was never one problem between Shadrach and Meshach and Meshach and Abednego, or Shadrach and Abednego. They were in fellowship. And I believe when we find ourselves in fellowship with the church, even if and when we walk through the fire, because there will be periods where God allows us to walk through the refiner's fire. But it's in the midst of that, when we're in fellowship with the church, we'll find that God himself walks right in where we're at. I'm so thankful that it's that way. Lastly, and I'll be done, we notice not only their fellowship, notice not only their fire, not only the fourth man, but I want you to notice their finish. The last time that these three men are named is in these closing out verses of this chapter. In verse number 26, Bible says the king came near to the mouth of the burning furnace and spake, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. The princes, and listen, this is all the crowd that he had told to bow down to the false idols earlier. The princes, the governors, the captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. You might go through the fire, and God will not always deliver you from the fire, but he will deliver you right in the middle of the fire. It has no power over God's people. It says, upon whom it had no power. Where did I get to? Which verse is that in? There we go, 27. Nor was an hair upon their head singed, neither were their coats changed. They went into the fire with their coats on. I believe if they had any problem whatsoever, I could see Shadrach look over at Meshach and say, is it a little chilly in here to you? The Bible says that they came out and still had their coats on. And their coats, the Bible said, was unchanged. Nor did the smell of fire passed on them. You know how you sit around the campfire. It don't matter if you stay there 10 seconds. You leave and the smell's on you. They had been in the fire. We don't know exactly how long, but they had been in the fire and they come out. Didn't even smell like smoke. Verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and he said, blessed be the God. I love this. Because they shared the same captain. It was clear to this world who they were serving. They wasn't one of them speaking this way and one of them speaking this way all over the place. No, they had the exact same captain. So Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel, delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Listen at these last two verses. The last words we hear about these men. This is their finish. And I pray it'll be ours. Verse 29. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because, listen at this, there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Last words we hear about these three men. They started right, and they finished right. Why? Because they had the right fellowship. And even right in the middle of the fire, they had a fourth man that stepped into where they were and delivered them and did for them what they could not do for themselves. And because of that, the Lord that started them right finished them right. And I thank God for what we find in the lives of these three men. My name is Shadrach, or Meshach, or Abednego, and your name is in that list as well. And I want to say this morning before we leave, I thank God that each one of you are in that list. Because I look forward to getting down here, because this is the fellowship that God has planted us each in. And that there's something, I know we come down here to worship God, and I know our attention is on Him. The Bible says, and forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And so much more as you see the day approaching. I'm glad this morning for some Shadrachs and some Meshachs and some Abednegos. Glad we've got the same conviction, the same captain, the same conclusion. We may walk through some fiery situations in the years that lie ahead, but I'm glad there's a fourth man that'll walk right in the midst of it with us. Aren't you glad for that this morning? Are you glad you've been in the house of God this morning? Amen. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed.